Has she had any toxicity autoimmune problems at all?
She had two interesting possible autoimmune. She had a little thyroid dysfunction. Her lipase is very interesting. Her lipase will go very high without a clinical pancreatitis picture. What I usually would just treat through it, but for her, her lipase went to close to 900 at one point. We held her immune therapy for a month or so. It came down by itself, but she was never symptomatic, no nausea, vomiting, pain, or anything. We resumed treatment. It seemed to be fine. It has not flared up. So I'm not 100% sure that's related or not, but those are only two things she had so far. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, Leora, if I've ever heard of autoimmune pancreatitis. Has that been seen?
It has been seen. There are patients who are symptomatic and asymptomatic. And for the patients who are asymptomatic, they've actually taken out the recommendations to hold therapy. So if you just see an isolated amylase or lipase elevation and the patients don't have symptoms, you don't necessarily have to hold the therapy. We've seen some patients with florid autoimmune pancreatitis, and they subsequently develop. I have a patient now who has type 1 diabetes as a result. You can't see it. It's just not very, sort of in that less than 1% group of patients.
That's interesting. Does this woman have any glucose intolerance?
No. Her glucose level has always been fine. Seems just to be the lipase we can see.
I have heard about diabetes with checkpoint inhibitors. Do you see elevated pancreatic enzymes?
Some of those two patients that I've had who have developed type 1 diabetes had changes in their amylase and lipase, and they all described symptoms of pancreatitis, like the bloating and fullness before they presented with their blood sugars in the 600s.
Wow, really interesting. And what about her thyroid dysfunction? What happened there?
I put her on a small dose of thyroid hormone replacement, but it wasn't very significant. It wasn't clinically significant. She had no symptom from it. It was just a laboratory issue. So far, it has not. I think she was on, I can't remember the exact dose, 25 micrograms or a little bit of thyroid hormone replacement.
Another issue brought up by this case, Leora, is duration of checkpoint therapy. She's now been on for 2 years. Hopefully this problem in her hip is not even tumor related. What about the issue of stopping checkpoint therapy at some point in lung cancer? Where are we today with that? Where are you today?
I think it often becomes practice specific. When I talk to Eddie Guerin, he says he keeps going. I actually start preparing my patients when they hit around 18 months, that if we continue to see the response and you're still doing well when we get to 2 years, that we're going to stop your therapy.